I challenged the commander. He only gave bureaucratic responses. He promised me that as soon as he got back from vacation, we would have a meeting. But I hope that now that Commander, whatever his name was, has been here for years, has passed on.
McCoy,
yes, has gone on to another area. I know, and hopefully we will get something done about gangs. But so I don't want to
make a big issue. But the gang members of the board of Havana have gone and talked to friends that are on these task forces, and they say it's a make-work operation.
Hey, how are you?
Terry, good to see you. She was here for about 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Okay. Is it doing
business today? I included the draft that I had. I saw on your email just before I was filled out with an
option. Oh, that's okay. I brought a copy.
Okay.
It takes out a significant text, but I don't think it's substantive. But, you know.
I just asked for something that says that we want. As I wrote in an email, we want engagement on this. We don't want just to wait on the thing. Say again?
Diane Groom's conference.
Yes.
What was the
turnout? There were about 25 non-officials, people that are not involved.
Where was that?
It was over at Carlos Rosario School, which is nowhere near any metro.
Well, that was good.
Good. And people complained that they had to drive in from all over the city.
Where was this meeting?
It was 2 weeks ago.
No.
It was 2 weeks ago, and there was a four-hour meeting. Mostly dedicated to having the commanders from the various districts get up and give their slideshow full of police jargon, abbreviations, using large block print and no explanations. So it was forced march. They don't know how to do slideshows. They don't know how to do PowerPoint and make it any sense. They were challenged by a lot of people from around the city about what does this mean, what are you doing?
Within the small turnout, was it concentrated on a couple of wards?
It was fairly good around the wards because they went after the police activists, those that they have some kind of working relationship with. And Steve Sun, who is the inspector, that is her, Diane Groom's personal assistant, promised that he would also look into and intervene in some of the problems in Mount Pleasant. But we have two Mount Pleasants. We have a lawless section, and we have a very well, I went to a PSA meeting a couple of months ago, and Lieutenant Vines said that when I said it appears to us that 80% of your resources are used to patrol the western side, he said, well, he trusts his men and they go where they want to. The men give a different story.
Well, I've been having 311, whatever that number, the private police force here, where a private organization came with a cell phone service with our police, because they have private police.
It's there's much to be done on this, but tonight we have a special meeting. The merchants really like it.
And when it works, yeah.
When it works. It's better than what they get otherwise. Let me say that my clock says that it is 7:13 on the 12th of August, 2008, a duly noticed special meeting of ANC1D, the Mount Pleasant Advisory Neighborhood Commission, is called to order. We have a quorum consisting of Dave Wasserman, Jane Zara, Oliver Tunda, and myself, Greg Edwards, as vice chair, acting as chair tonight. The chair sends her regrets that she will not be able to come. This meeting was called to discuss two topics. In accordance with special meetings where you must declare the topics ahead of time, they are to delay the Mount Pleasant Branch Library closing, and secondly, to deal with the ABC ruling on Don Juan's liquor license and endorsement. There have been much exchanges amongst the commissioners ahead of time in order to try to keep this meeting our third or fourth meeting within a few weeks, despite strenuous efforts to avoid so many meetings. We want to keep it to a minimum. In accordance with our tradition, I'm not sure we're required to have a public discussion at each and every meeting. Is that true? We are? Okay. I would like to first call for public comment, public discussion. We ask that each person limit their remarks to 3 minutes.
I'm going to pass the recorder around. I don't know if it picks up that button.
Okay, well, that's a very good idea.
This is Claudia Schlossberg, resident of Mount Pleasant. I just want to note there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 public folks here in the room, and four of those six are Pier Mount Pleasant supporters, and we've got Gottlieb Simon and
Tony
Arvey from the Entowner. Anyway, so of the public, I just wanted to make that on the record that there are people here. But what I wanted to say is I understand the purpose of this meeting. Obviously, we were very concerned about the decision rendered by the ABRA board. We believe that the decision did not comport with the legal requirements, particularly as it pertains to giving great weight to the resolutions of the ANC. This ANC has been on record multiple times over the course of numerous years in support of the businesses and their ability to operate without the constraints imposed on them involuntarily by the voluntary agreements of the MPNA. And you have been staunch in your support of the right of these merchants to offer live entertainment without, again, restraints and conditions and, you know, having the board decide what kind of music the people of Mount Pleasant ought to hear. So I just want to say that we here Mount Pleasant joined in Mr. Farofino's appeal or request for reconsideration, and I understand that you are also considering filing your own appeal, and I just want to say as a resident of Mount Pleasant, I support and want to support what you're doing, and we stand in solidarity with our elected ANC trying to overturn this injustice.
Anyone else?
How would it please the commission to continue? We have essentially four resolutions that have been proposed. Two are quite long. It may be that we can deal with the Mount Pleasant Branch Library closing very rapidly. Would that please the commission to do that first, or should we, since we have so many, you're not interested in that, your Mount Pleasant folks, the library?
Yes, well, we are.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
We're also
not ready. What? It's incorporated here as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a...
Put it on top so we can get that.
Okay. Well, so if the commission pleases, then I suggest we take up the first resolution, which is delay closing of Mount Pleasant Branch Library until funds are available for a local temporary facility.
What exactly do we need to do to approve the motion?
We have two topics. I suggest we just take them in order. What I would do is read the motion, and then we would vote.
Okay, all right, just so we get to this before I go out of town tonight.
We will.
I'm really, I'm supposed to be out of town.
Okay, well, I'm supposed to be getting sleep, so,
But this is due tomorrow, or is it after?
Yes. ANC1D resolves to advise the DC Library, Public Library, DCPL, to delay closing, of the Mount Pleasant Branch Library until there are funds available for a temporary facility within 3 or 4 blocks of the current facility. ANC1D requests the assistance of the mayor, deputy mayor, DC council, become actively engaged in fulfilling this advice, request the council member for Ward 1 and the chair and members of the council committee on libraries to assist, and requests council member Jim Graham to withdraw his letter asking DCPL to proceed without delay and instead send a letter supporting this resolution. I have appended, I went and used various map services to do a list of the distances involved at the very end, and I did not include for interest of swiftness. You have all seen, I think, the list of 60 educational programs within 6 blocks, which will be disrupted. Is there a need for a further discussion? Yes. Can we vote on this now? Okay.
We need a second.
Yeah, well, may I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then we move to a vote. The commission bylaws specify that unless requested, we do so by voice or show of hands. May I see a show of hands? And it is 4-0 in favor of this resolution. We have 2 versions of the next resolution, which is, it's got a little confused. The ANC1D advises DCPL to delay closing in the Mount Pleasant, to advise the DC Public Library, DCPL, to delay closing the Mount Pleasant Branch Library until it follows the DC law on communication with ANC1D and until there is a chance for substantial consideration of alternative approaches. ANC1D asks the mayor, deputy mayor, and DC council for their assistance in this matter, specifically the Ward 1 council member and the chair and members of the committee on libraries. We have 2 versions of the why. First of all, is there a second to this motion?
Well, there's 2 versions.
But not to the resolution.
The resolution is the same.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Discussion. I guess I looked at the document, and what I did, I handed out my form. I just took out some of the language and put in some legal stuff like the 309 statute and the 1081, broadening the definition of disposition, which is if you're going to change services like close the library, that's a change in the disposition, right? So they need community input, and that statute invokes the requirement, and it invokes the ANC statute as well. So I put that in. I just took out a couple paragraphs that were...
On the draft that I've submitted, would you be willing to show me the paragraphs you took out?
Okay.
Because my proposal was that we combine the two and sort it out once we have legal advice.
Yeah.
And by having passed this, then we can. The main thing is what we do with this, apparently. So, and because I was told that we need to show to various forces around the city, perhaps including the courts, that there is a good reason for substantial harm if the delay is not allowed, and I tried to elaborate that.
I haven't taken that.
Okay. Let me trust you, Jane. I never thought I would say that.
Can we turn that up? Got it on tape now.
But in the interest of expedition, because we promised each other we were going to try to move forward, we can always put in, we'll have another meeting in next month, and we can put things in to that perhaps in time, and in the interest of expedition, but I promise we're going for this meeting, I suggest we, that I just accept your Y as a friendly amendment.
I said, oh, no, I guess I can't.
No, it's just done. So, let's, I assume that everybody is, we're operating somewhat informally of this, that that's with the acceptance of others, then we just move on based upon that. Okay, is there further discussion? Seeing none, may I see hands on whether all those for this resolution? None, zero, it's unanimous, 4-0. Now we can move on to the second topic for which this special meeting was called, the dealing with a response to the ABC board ruling on Don Juan's liquor license. We have two resolutions. One that is quite lengthy, and I hope the commission won't object if I express my personal thanks to Jane Zaroff for her hard work in assembling this lengthy, and apparently, to my untrained eyes, very careful document.
And I would like to add, very brief.
Yes.
Thank you. I had some help from people. So thank you, and each with everybody. So I didn't operate in a vacuum.
Jane, did you accept my paragraph that I added?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I was wondering if we could, we have copies here if people want to see, if we could accept this motion to reconsider as it is with the paragraph, the E paragraph that Jane
fine. Is there, so she, you made the motion, is there a second? Second, is there further discussion?
Yeah,
we read it. Oh, would Jane, is your motion, would you read them?
Well, okay, the motion is A and C1B hereby moves the ABC board to reconsider the portions of the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order, which denied applicant Don Juan Restaurant Inc. the ability to have live entertainment, including live music without restricting the type or genre of music, thereby disallowing the business and their patrons the ability to freely determine appropriate forms of live music. The board misconstrued the position of ANC1D and therefore failed to give requisite great weight to the actual position of the ANC. In light of the written record of the ANC1D resolutions throughout 2007 and 2008, there can be no doubt that the formally adopted position of ANC1D was complete support of Don Juan's to terminate the MPNA agreement and to support live entertainment. And then the motion also has background and
that's,
introduction.
But that's the
and
motion.
A list of the over
okay,
20
so,
resolutions.
Okay, so now we have to have a second, now that it's read.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, let's move to the vote. I'd like a show of hands of all of those in favor of this resolution. It is 4-0, unanimous. We have one more resolution for this special meeting. Excuse me, but we'll talk later. Because I promised them that I'd try to do this in less than 30 minutes. And you can see I sacrificed my old resolution.
That's right. No, no.
Well, allow me to play the crowd just one moment. The last resolution was, which I'd like to submit and argue for more. I had given the email an email from O'Neill Richardson. ANC1D appropriates $3,000 for research and legal advice to clarify the issues around ABC rulings on Don Juan's, including issues on legal notice and response. The funds will be administered under the direction of ANC1D's executive director. Do I hear a second for this motion? Oliver seconds. Discussion.
What will the product be?
I would like the product to be a series of emails and reports coming from library research and other things. I distributed to the commission and for the public. It is on ABC, ANC1D at Google. You can go there and see the correspondence amongst the commissioners. I communicated a list, a five-step list of how to do it and the kind of money and budget that I've gotten. Consonant with that, I talked with Jane about it, and I think she agreed that these are reasonable numbers. Neil reports from his discussion with Aaron Fox that the amount is low, and it would be better if we could have a little more money. But this is the one that I distributed, and in accordance with the rules of the commission, well, not the rules, the policy of the commission, we try to start off with the ones that are distributed in advance. If you would permit me, I would like to move to increase the amount to $5,000 because I'm going to put a lot of time into this, probably, because it is in, I'm the commissioner in whose district the facility lies, and it is up to me to take whatever, as an individual commissioner, whatever responses I think is in keeping with my responsibility to my constituent. Jane.
I'm concerned about the grants money. I just want to keep that separate. I would love to increase it to 10,000. I know I understand the philosophical debate about increasing it, but I just don't want to jeopardize it.
Jane, let me go on the record and say that I intend to work with you on this, and I think a further increase $3,000 is appropriate for the purpose of connecting the people that apply reasonably in due diligence to the grants machine around the city, because the amount we have is very small compared to what is needed, and the real money is going to come from, this is the deep water port of the grants economy, and we need to connect people to that. Many people are unaware of the Foundation Center, one of two in the entire country that gives information. I've worked in the grants economy for a long time, and we just need to get our people connected. And having a grant from the ANC gives those people a leg up. But we need to, in fact, give them information and direction as well. That's my intent.
So we'll bump it up 3,000 more.
Which, for the purpose of this other piece, because the initial money doesn't matter so much as the imprimatur of the ANC and the help to get people connected so that we can, because there are many groups here that need money to move on, and we don't have the money to hardly start them. So with that promise from me, would you be willing to support moving to 5? Because I'll need the support.
Will the numbers add up with our budget?
Yes. Do you have a comment, Paul?
Yeah, I think doing research on the issues, I think it takes quite a long time. It needs someone who has the expertise in legal issues to reduce the 3,000 or the yes is not enough, but I could increase it to 100.
Can I take that as a second of my motion to increase it to 5?
Yeah.
Thank you. David, do you have a comment? Okay. Then the motion has been made and seconded to amend this the distributed resolution. Is there any further discussion? It looks like we've had it. We're ready for a vote. All those in favor of the amendment, show by raising your hand. It's 4-0, unanimous. Now we move on to a vote on the full, on the amended resolution. I'd like to see raise your hands if you are in favor.
Wait, is it 5?
5.
Yeah, we are in favor.
Okay, 4-0. It is 4-0, unanimous. We have passed all 4 resolutions that have been distributed in advance on the 2 topics for which we had 7 days notice. Unless there is further discussion or any other item which cannot be passed, given this is a special meeting, I would entertain a motion for adjournment. Okay, that's your motion? Second? Okay, all in favor of adjournment? It is 4-0, and we are ending the meeting at 7:33.
Excellent.
We completed this entire meeting in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, we have maybe online. discuss this.
Are you off the record now?
Well, the recording is still on. You want it turned off?
Well, yeah, I just want to have discussion.